ammunition against President Trump's enforcement of immigration laws. Bob Agner reporting.
Looks like it's going to be a lower open this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 427 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your three-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Chris Van Hollen is reacting to the handcuffing of a Senate colleague during Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's press conference on Thursday. California Democrat Alex Padilla was forcibly removed from the press event while shouting questions about the administration's immigration operations in L.A. Senator Van Hollen says the action taken against Padilla is the kind of thing that happens in dictatorships, and it should outrage every American. A Baltimore County man is facing federal charges in connection with the bribing of a former Baltimore City financial officer. James Emy Jr. of Glenarm allegedly paid Joseph Gillespie at least $10,000 in bribes in exchange for getting rid of financial obligations owed to the city by marking them as paid. The debt was connected to properties Emy owned, including unpaid water bills. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 10 years in prison. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
There's no shame in losing to Tarek Skubal, but it's something else when it's the bottom of the order that does you in.
Parker waylays this ball high and deep right field. Laureano can only look up. It is gone.
As is the jinx. Yes.
In a big way.
Call on Tigers TV the number 9 hitter, Parker Meadows, with the 3-run blast off Dean Kramer. Part of a 4-run fourth, and the Tigers take down the Birds 4-1 the final to win the series 2-1. The bottom four in the order for Detroit, 6-16, 4 runs scored, 4 driven in. The top five in the order, 1-17, nothing across. The story of Ravens' first-round draft choice Malachi Starks continued to take shape this past week in Owings Mills as the impressive rookie continues to show his professional growth. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh with an example.
One example, I think it's been reported, you know, he was organizing walkthroughs at the hotel for the rookies, you know, pretty much the whole camp. I think that's pretty cool. He's always on point. He can answer any question. He may be back there and say, hey, all right, Malachi, and you throw a situation at him, he knows.
Mandatory minicamp slated to begin this coming Tuesday. Coming up in 30 minutes, brotherly advice from one Harbaugh to another. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 9:06, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be in the mid to upper 80s and a few lower 90s as we head into your Friday afternoon. Looking for the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day and into the evening. More chances for showers and storms into Saturday and Sunday for Father's Day weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
77 degrees in Westminster, 80 in Easton, and 73 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday to all of you. Man, oh man, you know, I was sitting here yesterday and just thinking, wow, we didn't have a ton of big news on this Thursday. That's what I was thinking yesterday. And then here we are today, and boy, oh boy, do we have a ton of news. Of course, we're going to talk about what is currently going on in the Middle East a lot since yesterday. But also, I said I was going to hold back on discussing India Air and that tragic plane crash. And I did that because as I was watching it all unfold, there were all these like conflicting reports about whether or not everyone on the flight had perished. And, you know, I'm glad that I waited it out to see what was going on, because there was a video that was circulating of this gentleman just kind of walking away from the wreckage. And he was telling people that he was on the flight. And everybody, of course, was in disbelief. They were like, well, this can't be possible. This guy's got to be a liar. Well, it turns out this guy was on the flight, and we're going to get into the details of that. Also, Democrats, unfortunately for them, it seems their strategy has leaked out to the public before midterms here. It seems the strategy is get arrested and go viral. That's what some sources are saying, that is the strategy. And what we've been seeing lately from Democrats, right, they have this whole thing, the resistance. It seems that is, in fact, what they have been up to. And we are going to talk about what happened in California yesterday in regards to Senator Padilla and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem at a news conference she was having in California. Also, I have some sound here that you're going to most likely enjoy. It's Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from New York. She was questioning Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, yesterday about sanctuary cities and also of New York, of course, being a sanctuary state in general. And I thought it was pretty interesting because in my mind, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but in my mind, that is going to be the matchup for the gubernatorial race there in New York. It's going to be Elise Stefanik going against Kathy Hochul. And so I thought it was very interesting because you could tell the way the ladies were looking at each other during this entire thing. I was watching it. I was thinking, wow, the eye contact from both women. I mean, if looks could kill, it was a cat fight, but it wasn't an all out, you know, fight. Right? It's like it's a cat fight if you know how women fight when we're being, you know, a little accusatory, a little like, you know, taking the jabs, but not showing it, I guess, body language wise, not showing too much. That's what I saw. That's what I saw between Elise Stefanik and Kathy Hochul. So we'll get into that. And then also, we do have two guests yesterday. I know it was surprising we had two guests yesterday, but we got two guests today. Sally Taylor, she does have an update for us. A couple weeks ago, she was on the show with us talking about the petition to stop the solar farms. Well, solar panel farms. She does have an update on that petition, and I said to you before that I would keep you guys updated on it as well. So we are going to talk to Sally Taylor about that at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock, Delegate Brian Chisholm, he will join us to weigh in on the latest with Governor Wes Moore and I guess his idea to try to help with energy costs. I don't know if you guys saw this, but He believes that, you know, passing out a check for either $200 or $700 is actually going to help you with your energy costs, and that he is the savior of the day. Now, I noted that he never once said that along with these checks that will go out, that he will begin making sure that some of these plants are reopened. I didn't see where he said anything like that, but I do want to get Delegate Brian Chisholm's reaction to that at 11 o'clock. And we're also going to talk to him about the possibility of rolling blackouts, and then, of course, how he feels about Vincent Schiraldi no longer the head of DJS. You know, Delegate Brian Chisholm, he's with the Maryland Freedom Caucus, so they have all been very vocal about Vincent Schiraldi and the fact that he had to be removed over a year ago. So we're going to get his reaction on that. Like I mentioned, a lot happened overnight in Iran. And it's interesting because you see all of these people weighing in. And, you know, we've got to discuss this, I would think, delicately, right? Very delicately. If you want to weigh in on what's going on with Israel and Iran, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text in a text line. I just want to make sure we put that out there. This is a recurring theme that I see on Twitter this morning. This is like, you know, something that they're now reposting. Lots of people, lots of pundits, a lot of quote-unquote conservative influencers, they're reposting this one line. Iran is the enemy, but it's not our fight. Iran is the enemy, but it's not our fight. That I'm reading that from Terrace Williams. I'm reading that from so many. Now, I will note, because we discussed this before, you do have some quote-unquote conservative influencers that are very upset this morning with the fact that, you know, and we learned this yesterday, that Israel was planning to launch operations into Iran. We learned that when we were, you know, here on Kim Klasick Live. We learned that yesterday, and we saw where Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he was evacuating all non-essential employees, you know, all over the Middle East. And Baghdad was one, of course, Iran, you know, all of those areas, Kuwait, another. And I think we knew that something was on the horizon, right? I think we all knew that. But now you've got individuals this morning that are weighing in on this. And I think that there are a lot of people that feel as though this is not our fight, America. This is not our fight. And so that is actually the question of the day. We're going to talk about this through the show, the entire show. You can go to WCBM.com, and it's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. The question is very simple. Should the U.S. get involved in what's going on in the Middle East between Israel and Iran? Simple question, yes or no. All right, yes or no. You can also call in, like I said, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Okay, so when this first started taking place, and I was a little late to the party, I think I told you guys, Olivia's not feeling well. She's okay, by the way. She's all right, but she's not feeling well. So I kind of missed it as it was breaking. But I wanted to make sure, of course, I follow Trey Yinks. I told you guys that. He's with Fox News. He's actually in Israel right now. He posted this 12 hours ago. He said, Israel carried out strikes in Iran. Explosions heard in the capital of Tehran. State of emergency declared across Israel as the country braces for an Iranian response. That was 12 hours ago from Trey Yinks. Now, almost immediately, you saw a post from Secretary of State Marco Rubio. I posted that on my social media accounts as well. He says, well, this is the post from it. It says, Secretary of State Marco Rubio declares U.S. is not involved in strikes on Iran, and that the top priority is protecting American forces in the region. And so this is the quote from Marco Rubio. He says, let me be clear, Iran should not target U.S. interests or personnel. Okay, so after that happened, there were conflicting reports, and it's still very unclear, but there were conflicting reports on whether or not Iran then launched a counterattack on Israel. And like I said, this was all happening within, I mean, as I was looking at this, it was happening within, I would say, 25 to 30 minutes, right? It was just like, you know, it was, well, if you can imagine, it was a lot going on. And so you did. You had a lot of people weighing in on this. And I guess that was what I was looking at the most. I was looking at who was saying what. All right. Now, of course, you had, and we've talked about this, you've got some of the conservative influencers, quote unquote, that for some reason they absolutely hate Israel. I don't know why. They do. Some of those people like Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, all these other individuals, Dan Blazarian, Jake Shields, right? They for some reason, they think Israel controls the world and they absolutely hate them and they hate the Jewish community. So I already knew what they were going to say. I already knew that. But just so you could have food for thought, let's go over to what it is that they did say so you could hear it here. Let's see. Sorry about that. I had to try to pull it all up here. This one's from Candace Owens. This was 11 hours ago. Remember that what we just read there was 12 hours ago. She goes, "This is the most predictable war plausibly ever. I'm so sick of Israel and those who pretend its actions are normal, even remotely justifiable. This country has a bloodlust like no other." Candace says, "I have an issue, or if you have an issue with this tweet, I literally do not care. Think defending Israel's demonic actions is going to guarantee you a spot in heaven? You're sadly mistaken." She says, "Double your indulgences and sign your offspring up to die for Israel. Leave the rest of us the hell alone." Again, that was Candace Owens. Tucker Carlson had something similar. It looks like Jake Shields, it looks like they just kind of reposted what she said. I know we've had this discussion, and there were many people that were calling in and saying, "No, Kim, it's just the left that seems to be against Israel." I will say this again, and I'll say it, you know, probably the last time here. Say it one more time for you. That is not the case. That is not the case. There are many within the MAGA movement that are pushing this narrative that Israel did not have the right to defend itself after the attacks on October 7th to 2023. There are many of these quote-unquote conservative influencers that believe that President Trump should not be working with the prime minister and that the prime minister has no business coming to the White House. There are many. I would say in the MAGA movement, you're looking at 30%. 30% of the movement. And, of course, you've got Laura Loomer and others that are on the other side of this. And Laura says, this is just 2 hours ago. She was posting all night long, by the way. 2 hours ago, she said, "This is very disturbing to see so many on the right defend Iran. What are you defending exactly?" So this does have the party somewhat split. You might not see it, but that's where we are with this. You've got Tim Pool with Timcast. "Israel is trying to get Iran to attack, just like your ex-girlfriend who tried goading some dude into a bar fight with you." I don't know why he came up with that scenario, but anyways, that's where we are with this. Like I said, there were, you know, many people that expected something to happen, like you and I when we were watching yesterday, and they were starting to evacuate some parts of the Middle East. And this is, you know, something where I believe that President Trump at this point, you know what? We did talk about that. President Trump at the Kennedy Center. Remember, there was a reporter that asked him on the red carpet, "What do you think is going to happen next with Israel and Iran?" And his response was, "You'll see." Do you remember that? It was, "You'll see." All right, we're going to get into details coming up next on where everyone is and all of this. Not really how many people are on the side of Iran or Israel, but kind of where everything sits currently. It's very hard because obviously this is moving very quickly. But as I mentioned before, if you follow Trey Yingst, I think, you know, that's really up to the minute. Up to the minute on what's going on. Also, just a note, Senator Lindsey Graham is getting a lot of blowback this morning because yesterday he posted, after the operation launched, he posted on X, "Game on, let's do this." Again, that was Senator Lindsey Graham. And so, of course, there are many people saying that he is a warmonger, and this is what he wants. We'll get into all of those things. Considering this operation that is launched, I can only imagine... I can only imagine what this has done to the market. I've got Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management with today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday, Kim. How are you?
Doing well. Happy Friday.
Yes. Well, we were in slate for a positive week for the markets thus far. However, I'm sure you've already mentioned this to your listeners, Kim. Now we're getting some geopolitical tensions here in the world today as Israel conducted these airstrikes against Iran's nuclear and military facilities. And, you know, it's really obviously kind of just thrust the whole geopolitical tensions, all those things that we see and hear about that are outside of the United States coming into the global economy. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said that their operation essentially, Kim, is going to continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat. And so that's causing some volatility right now here in the markets this morning. And as a result, of course, of this geopolitical tension between the two countries, Dow futures are down 472 points. I know you don't like to hear that, Kim. S&P 500 futures are down 61 points, and the NASDAQ futures are down currently. And the NASDAQ, I should remind your listeners, are a heavily technology-based index, but the NASDAQ futures, Kim, are down 294 points. So because of that drop, again, we don't know how things are going to play out here the remainder of today because the markets are not open yet. But the stocks were on track for gains this week before this sell-off here this morning. Heading into this morning's pre-market session, Kim, S&P was actually up through yesterday's close, through Thursday's close, nearly 0.8% for the week and less than 2% from an all-time high. So I reported earlier in the week and even last week the S&P was kind of teetering on that level where it was close to 3% away from its all-time high. We now inched higher this week, getting back again to almost 2% from an all-time high. But this is kind of thrust in just some, again, general volatility to the overall market. On an economic front, Kim, the investors are kind of waiting right now to see this preliminary June reading of the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Report. On an individual stock basis, NVIDIA and Tesla have led the market comebacks thus far from the April lows, but they're now dropping in the pre-market trading as well. Some of the oil and defense stocks are, in fact, higher here this morning. Exxon and Chevron increasing approximately 3% apiece. And then, of course, the defense industry. We're seeing Lockheed Martin up about 4% currently here this morning. So that's where we have it. Again, not the best news I know to share with your listeners here thus far this morning on Friday. And we never know how things could play out here the remainder of the day into the close here today on Friday. But that's where we are with the pre-market activity, Kim. We'll have to wait and see. And I look forward to rejoining you all next week on Monday morning. And before I go, I want to wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day this Sunday, Kim. And have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you, Tim.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's El Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy Friday to all of you. And as Tim Hart mentioned, yes, to all the dads out there, happy Father's Day. This is your big weekend. Looks like it's going to be a decent weekend, Hopefully you guys are able to relax and have fun. But usually, do dads really take time off? Brian, the producer, you're a dad. Do you guys get time off? I feel like the lawn still needs to be mowed regardless. No, not this weekend. No. Well, you don't mind. As long as your granddaughter's there, you don't mind. Brian, the producer, just so you guys know, he loves his granddaughter probably more than anybody else in the world. It's It is so cute and so adorable. Obviously, before the break, we were talking about what's going on with Israel and Iran. And I just wanted to kind of briefly just sum some stuff up here. Now, this is, it says here, this morning at 8:42 a.m. Like I said, this is moving so quickly. Even on the way to work, I was thinking, you know, there's no way to keep up with this. You kind of have to talk about the aftermath, most likely on Monday, and see where we are. But in case you missed it, Israel attacked Iran early Friday with a barrage of airstrikes that took out top military officers and hit nuclear and missile sites, calling it just the beginning and raising the potential for an all-out war between the two bitter Middle East adversaries. It appeared to be the most significant attack Iran has faced since its 1980s war with Iraq. Iran quickly retaliated, sending a swarm of drones at Israel as Supreme Leader. I'm never going to get this right. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, you know what? I gave it my best shot, warned of severe punishment. Iran had been censored by the UN's atomic watchdog a day earlier for not complying with obligations meant to prevent it from developing a nuclear weapon. And that's really been the talk, right, of the town here, is that Iran was not following the rules. And there were many people wondering whether or not Iran was very far along in developing a nuclear weapon. And I think that's what they were talking about even on the Hill yesterday. Further, it says, for years, Israel had threatened such a strike, and successive American administrations had sought to prevent it, fearing it would ignite a wider conflict across the Middle East and possibly be ineffective at destroying Iran's dispersed and hardened nuclear program. So this is where we are. Again, that was 8:42 a.m. I'm reading from Newsmax.com right there. Many of you are weighing in at the text line. If you want to call in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Gino at Forest Hill says, I just hope Israel targeted Iran's drone factory, and that is building drones for Russia to use against Ukraine. See, Gino, and this is a lot of it too, right? It's like, look, it's interesting. I guess this is why it's so interesting to see. When you see people in the Republican Party basically pretending as if Iran is not the enemy, that's a head scratcher, right? That's a head scratcher. And there are so many people right now accusing those individuals of getting checks or money from Iran, from, you know, Qatar. I look at it and I say, you know, most of those conservative influencers, I know most of them charge about $50,000 to $60,000 to $70,000 per speaking engagement. They're usually not doing anything for free. I'll put it like that. Now, can I absolutely say that some of these people are taking money to say some of these things? I can't say that definitively, but I wouldn't be shocked if it came out later. Would not be shocked. I think I mentioned on the show before, I wouldn't be shocked if Tucker Carlson, if it came out that he was taking money. It's just the way that this is kind of playing out on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. It just seems very peculiar. Very peculiar. All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll keep our eye on it as things continue there in the Middle East. I did want to mention what happened with India Air yesterday. Like I said, I was absolutely shocked to see and hear that there was a sole survivor. Yes. And then the Democrats. What is the new strategy with the Democrat Party? Is it to go viral? Seems like it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Scores of Israeli fighter jets have hit nuclear sites across Iran. Additionally, nuclear scientists and a host of high-ranking Iranian military officials have been killed. Iran responded by launching more than 100 drones at Israel. Later this morning, President Trump will attend a meeting of the National Security Council in the White House Situation Room. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocking a federal judge's order. It directs President Trump to return control of National Guard troops in Los Angeles to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is vowing not to back down in the enforcement of federal immigration law in Los Angeles and elsewhere. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures sharply lower. More details, srnnews.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
No one really has an answer for Tarek Skubal, and the Birds were no exception last night as the reigning Cy Young Award winner continued his spell over Major League Baseball with seven shutout innings at Camden Yards.
Oh, wave and a miss. Strike three downstairs on a changeup. Urias dispatched by Skubal for out number one. Strike three. It's a heater. A little extra on it for Mayo.
Calls courtesy of Tigers TV. The left-hander goes seven scoreless, his fourth consecutive seven-plus inning outing. And the Tigers down the Birds 4-1 to take the series 2-1. Skubal's ERA over his last four starts, 0-29. Stanley Cup final last night. Oilers trailing 2-1 in the series. Desperate need of a win.
Dreisaitl towards the net. Score! Leon Dreisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series 2-2.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Leon Dreisaitl's NHL playoff record. Fourth game-winning overtime goal. 5-4 Oilers. Series goes back to Alberta tied at 2. And finally, some brotherly advice from Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh to his brother John yesterday after this occurred during Wednesday night's Tigers-O's game at Camden Yards.
This popped-up foul back of home by Wenzel Perez, and it reaches the first row right around Cal Ripken Jr. and John Harbaugh.
Neither John Harbaugh nor Cal Jr. made the catch. Jim's advice to John, bring your glove, keep your eye on the ball. Coming up in 30 minutes, history made at Oakmont. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We'll see temperatures that will be warm once again for your Friday afternoon. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s, a few lower 90s here and there. We are tracking the potential for our next weather maker. Showers and thunderstorms developing on Friday afternoon into the evening time. We'll start off cloudy on Saturday with more showers and storms developing on Saturday afternoon and carrying the chance for some showers on Sunday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio. Radio 680 WCBM.
If you own a small business, get an energy efficiency analysis from BGE at no additional cost. You'll learn easy ways to take control of your energy and maintenance expenses. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com/smallbusiness.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted three counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8 month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, all right, all right. Happy Friday. Yes, you made it to the end of the week. That's right. Pat yourself on the back. You did a good job. Yes, a text coming in. Esther says, Cam, I want to make a few points, please. Number one, Iran funded the October 7th attacks on Israel, where thousands of civilians were murdered. We can't forget that when we consider Israel's attack on Iran. Yeah, Esther, and that's another piece of this where some people are wondering why there are so many people upset with Israel. Like, I look at this as still, you know, sure, some people could say, okay, this escalated, you know, rather quickly. People can say that. That's fine. But this is still just, in my view, I mean, Israel's still defending itself from what happened October 7th. I mean, if we're going to sit here and pretend as if Iran's not, you know, financially backing Hamas and so many other groups, I can't play that game. Esther says, number two, it is in America's best interest to unite with Israel against Iran. Iran stands for radicalism and terror. They will continue on to fight nations that stand for democracy and freedom. They will not stop with Israel. Now, there are a lot of people that would disagree with that one. Esther also says U.S. and Israel are staunch allies and need to support each other. This is very different from the war in Ukraine. Now, there's other people that also, Esther online, will say that they believe it is similar. You know what? Let's go to the poll question of the day. WCBM.com. I want to see some people are probably already weighing in on this. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, because the question is, should the U.S. get involved in what's going on in the Middle East between Israel and Iran? All right. So we are going to see here. I'm not going to tell you my vote just yet. And yes, I do vote in this. I'm not going to tell you my vote just yet. Right now, you've got 55% of you say yes, 45% of you say no. Interesting. Very interesting. See, I told Jonathan, our marketing manager, I told him it wasn't going to be so split. So far, it is split. Again, should the U.S. get involved in what's going on in the Middle East between Israel and Iran? 55% say yes. 45% say no. That's a lot more yeses than I thought there was going to be honest with you. A lot more. A lot more. All right, we'll continue to monitor this poll. And then, of course, if you guys want to weigh in on this at any time today, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'm sure there's going to be breaking news throughout the show, throughout the weekend. You know, one thing I can say for sure, we should pray for peace. This is, you know, war isn't good for anyone, right? For anyone. So we'll continue to watch and see. I did want to just touch, because like I said yesterday, I didn't want to just like jump the gun with the India Air plane crash. Very tragic scene. But I didn't want to jump it because, of course, you know, I was watching, even before I left my house yesterday, I was kind of watching what was going on. And I kept looking, but then I kept going online. And there were like some of these accounts, but they weren't like mainstream. Like it wasn't like a journalist that was saying these things. But there were some accounts that were saying that there was a guy that was sitting in seat 11A on this aircraft. Remember, you have a little over 240 people on this plane. This guy sitting in seat 11A somehow, some way, survived. And I kept looking at this, and I'm like, wow, who's reposting this, right? Because I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, so far, ABC hasn't confirmed, NBC hasn't confirmed, Fox News hasn't confirmed, but I kept watching. Then, finally, all of a sudden, there was a photo that came out of the gentleman, and I'm probably going to say his name wrong, but Ramesh, that's probably correct. Ramesh, they showed a picture of him, or a video, I should say, of him walking away. Right. He was walking away, basically, from this crash. He was speaking to people as he was walking. There were people obviously with their phones recording and, you know, asking him questions. He kept saying, yes, I was on the flight. Now, of course, originally everybody was like, no. This guy must have been near the scene. And possibly that's how he ended up with these bruises and scratches on his face and what have you. He had to be near the scene. Well, he wasn't lying. He was on the flight. And now they have produced even his plane ticket. They produced a plane ticket, so now they're sharing that all over the place. And he was, like I said, he was walking away with scratches and bruises. I mean, how do you even take this in? I'm still in shock. Now, there's videos circulating all over the internet showing how this aircraft took off. And not even 5 minutes later, unfortunately, it went down. And it went down into a residential area where there were all these apartments. So they're still not sure what the death toll is going to be. Very tragic situation. But they do know that 240, I think it was 242 people were on the flight, 241 or 242. And now they're saying that this gentleman, Ramesh, he actually described how he was able to escape from the plane. He said everyone on the plane was clearly dead because when he came to, I guess he was originally knocked out. When he came to, he said there were bodies all around him. And when I first saw this, you know, story, there were many people saying that he jumped out of the plane. And I was saying here at WCBM to people that work here, I said, now how on earth would he be able to do that? Right? Like, look, he was in a window seat, sure. But he was in 11A, and from what I could tell, wasn't an exit row. I said, so what do they mean he jumped out of the plane? Well, anyways, he has confirmed, because he's been doing interviews, by the way. If you follow Sky News, you can actually see some of the interviews that he's been doing. They've been there at the hospital with him. He's in the hospital. Like I said, he did walk away from this. It did not seem like he had any broken bones, but I am not quite certain. But he is very conscious. And look, he's talking to everybody. Anyways, he's saying now that he was still in the plane. He was still in the plane as it was going down. And when he came to, there were bodies all around. And then somebody actually pulled him up, like pulled his shirt up, pulled him kind of up out of the wreckage. For some reason, whoever that was, they could tell that he was still alive. Now, was he moving? I don't know. They have not interviewed the person that pulled him up. But they pulled him out of the wreckage, and then he basically gets up. And they begin to kind of like do like a jog, you know, because they don't know exactly what's going to happen next. Obviously, they're trying to get out of there. But this guy, Ramesh, was saying to reporters, he said, look, I have no idea how I survived this. Initially, he said, all I know is I was sitting in seat 11A. Now, Ramesh, he has a brother, apparently, that was calling reporters saying how they talked to him before he took off, right? They talked to him before he boarded his flight. I guess he was, you know, just kind of updating them on when he was going to be home, all these other things. And he said, the brother said, we saw the news, the plane crash. And he said, we were shocked. We were, you know, obviously we were so upset because we were thinking Ramesh was gone. And he said, and then all of a sudden we started seeing these videos circulating. And there he was, walking away from the wreckage. And, of course, you know, his brother was saying, how thankful are we? We can't even believe this. How could you even imagine, out of all of these people that were killed on this flight, that there was this lone survivor? A lot of people weighing in. As I mentioned yesterday, I don't think anybody really has the details here. This is going to have to be a full-out investigation. But you have one journalist here from Axios. He says, the lone survivor of the India crash who walked away was in seat 11A. According to his testimony, when the plane hit the ground, it disintegrated. And the exit door blew off. He was next to the emergency exit row. And the door, this is what, again, this guy's name is John, he's with Axios. The door likely blew out, and because of the way that it blew out, that most likely saved his life. That's what some of these reporters, again, this is, they're all assuming, okay? None of these people are experts on this. They're all assuming. So we can only go off of what, you know, right now the testimony is of this lone survivor, Ramesh. And we'll continue to wait and see. I'm sure there's going to be a full-on investigation. But holy moly. Like, Brian, the producer, if you were on this flight and everybody around you died, right? 240 people died. And here you are able to walk away with some cuts and bruises. I mean, you would think that you were the chosen one, I'm sure. Right? I mean, we probably wouldn't be able to get your head through the door. Your ego would be so big. I mean, this is crazy to me. I can't even say this is luck. This is kind of where I am. This isn't luck. That's got to be God, right? These are those moments where you're like, oh my goodness. To anybody, if you know anyone that still does not believe in God, please show them what happened with India Air. Oh, wow. If you can't tell, I'm shocked. I'm still floored by all of this. But you know what? We'll probably know more on Monday. And in the weeks to come, because there has to be a full-on investigation. But I could not believe it. I couldn't believe it. All right. Another thing that was a little bit unbelievable, was the way that Democrats have been, I guess you could say, behaving as of late. All right. So we've seen the resistance from the Democrat Party. They're very upset, obviously, that they lost. There were a lot of them that believed that Kamala Harris had a shot. I still don't know how. She was absolutely horrendous. She was terrible. You had people that were coming out, whether they were celebrities, whether they were minorities, what have you. They were all coming out for President Trump. yet you still had the DNC, Governor Moore, you know, and all these other people saying, oh, no, Kamala's got this. You know, she's, you know, we're the party of decency and democracy and, you know, I guess, you know, MAGA, we're deplorables, we're this, we're that, you know, all those things that they always say. Well, anyways, they lost overwhelmingly, right? All seven swing states. I was trying to think, when's the last time that even happened? You lost all seven swing states and the popular vote? You didn't have a shot in hell. I mean, come on. And I say this laughingly because when you look at the numbers, Republicans, we are outnumbered across this entire country. We're outnumbered by, you know, a couple percentage points, right? I mean, you could almost look at it as double digits at this point. And yet you still had so many independents and Democrats vote for President Trump that, you know, again, won the popular vote. Won the popular vote. Well, anyways, the Democrat strategy has leaked, apparently, according to sources. And now that they kicked David Hogg out of that chairman position, I'm wondering if he's the leaker. He might be the guy spilling the beans. Well, anyways, it's now, according to some sources, it's been said that the Democrat Party strategy going into 2026 is to go viral. Some are also saying that this supposedly even getting arrested is part of the strategy because of what they saw with President Trump and his mugshots and the fact that everybody was talking about his, you know, what did he have, 34 felony counts or something like something ridiculous. Well, anyways, according to sources, Democrats are saying that's the way to win, is that they're going to out-Trump Trump, basically. And they're going to cause a scene. They're going to go viral. They're going to stay in the news. And that's what they want to do. Now, if they weren't so silly with the news, you know, the stories or headlines that they've been grabbing lately, I would say that this is, you know, a nothing burger. This is just an anonymous source and I don't believe it. But with everything that's been going on, I kind of sort of believe it. I don't think Democrats know what to do. We talked on the show for weeks now how I don't know even what the party stands for at this point. They stand for what? Open borders? Zero accountability for whether it's juveniles or even criminals in general. They're for illegal immigrants, even if they are criminals. They're for government dependency. I mean, think about it. What does the Democrat Party stand for that people could say, you know what, that makes sense. I'm right there. You know, usually you hear more about their the abortion issue from them. Right? I'm surprised they haven't been talking about that much lately. But they're usually, you know, oh, we got to be pro-choice because of this and that and the third. They haven't been talking about that a whole lot lately. They have really been doubling down on this illegal immigration issue. And I guess that, you know, because ICE is in the news cycle, so maybe they're thinking, all right, well, this is how we can get some more news. Well, a few weeks ago, we saw the New Jersey Congresswoman, Congresswoman MacGyver, remember she and some others were in New Jersey outside of an ICE facility, and they decided that they wanted to start an insurrection and, you know, bum rush the gate. Well, anyways, she has been indicted, and Alina Hama, remember she's in New Jersey now, so she is the one that is heading the case there against the Congresswoman. But she's been indicted because when she was trying to get to the facility, she was pushing and shoving officers. She got physical. And so now she's indicted. Now, you know, a lot of people are talking about how they believe that that has helped her stay in the headlines. I look at this and I think it's a horrible strategy. I don't think this is a good one. You know, it's almost like, okay, been done, you know, done that, you know, already. Like, when it comes to President Trump, those 34 felony convictions, that was a joke. There are Democrats that can tell you that it was a joke. Everybody, you know, those that were talking about E. Jean Carroll and how he had to pay her money. Again, she didn't even know half of the story. And a lot of people felt like Trump, again, was railroaded. So I don't know why the Democrats are doubling down on this. But just yesterday, you probably saw, you had DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. She was doing a press conference talking about what's been going on in Los Angeles. She herself was in California. And you had Senator Padilla. This is the first time I've ever heard of Senator Padilla, by the way. Senator Padilla was in the building for a meeting, and he found out that Kristi Noem was giving a press conference in the same building. So apparently, he walked his butt downstairs, and he decided that he was going to get his viral moment. Now, there's a lot of people weighing in on this because they're not quite certain whether or not people actually knew that he was a senator. And, you know, honestly, all it really amounted to was Secret Service, and I think there was some FBI agents that were involved. They took him out into the hallway as he was trying to, you know, basically scream over Kristi Noem while she was speaking at the podium and talking about, you know, things that were going on. But she was, you know, basically giving a regular press conference. He starts yelling at her, asking questions. You don't do that ever. I don't care who you are, if you were a senator or a reporter or what have you. But after the fact, you know, they did end up taking him into the hallway and they had him on the ground. And they did handcuff the guy. And it was interesting because he didn't have his senator pin on. Like, he had on a regular blue jacket and a blue polo shirt. So when he said to the officers, hey, I'm a sitting senator, they said, okay. But they still took him in the hallway and put him on the ground and handcuffed him. Now, there are a lot of people talking about whether or not that was the right move. And when we get back, I do want to talk about whether or not I believe it's the right move. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. But I also have some sound here from Kristi Noem, because she went on Laura Ingraham's show last night on Fox News to talk about how she felt about everything that transpired. Coming up next.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I have a list of the crimes of the people that ICE has been arresting in Los Angeles. People guilty of homicide, burglary, drug dealing, lewd actions with children, battery, lewd and lascivious acts with a child under 14. People that are involved in injuring, you know, their spouses, spousal abuse, weapons possessions, human smuggling, grand theft, threatening crime with intent to terrorize and battery. Those are the people that have been arrested. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about, well, the little children are being, no, they're not the ones that are the target of ICE.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, crime continues to go up. Violence is happening in small towns and big cities all around the country. That means that you need something on you at all times. Now, Byrna, BYRNA, they want you to conceal everywhere you go, and that's why they made their brand new compact launcher, touted as the world's smallest, less lethal pistol launcher. Now, it's the same size as a smartphone with the firepower that you will need to stop an attacker right in their tracks. Now, it's equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition. It's designed to incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. Now, the compact launcher is perfect for women that want protection but don't want to carry a firearm. And if you're traveling this summer, well, Byrna is legal in all 50 states. Byrna requires no background check. It can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is proudly American. Each unit hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Go to Byrna, BYRNA.com today. Or try, before you buy, find a Byrna dealer partner near you. That's BYRNA.com.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Ryan Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations.
We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, My Account, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, so coming up next, we are going to be joined again by Sally Taylor out of Carroll County. She's going to give us an update on the solar farms and that petition that was going around. I did post yesterday the Democrats that are pretending to be shocked that an unknown senator was escorted away from a press conference by police in California. Remind them hairstylists and gym owners were arrested for operating their businesses during the COVID pandemic. Now, there are some people that commented on this, and we'll get into this again after our guests so you guys can weigh in on the story, and we'll hear what Kristi Noem had to say to Laura Ingraham. Here's the thing. I don't feel bad for the senator at all, okay, Senator Padilla. He decided he wanted to go into that room and disrupt that press conference. Kristi Noem was speaking at the moment. He decided he was going to yell over her. He didn't even wait for Kristi to start taking questions from journalists. He didn't even wait for that. He just starts yelling. Now, again, he didn't have on his Senate pin. He just had on a regular blue jacket and a blue polo shirt. I do not believe that everybody in that room knew who he was. A lot of people in that room, as far as the agents of security there, they were there traveling with Kristi Noem. Somebody from D.C., they're traveling with Kristi Noem, might not have recognized this guy. He's an unknown senator. It's like Congressman Glenn Ivey when he went down to El Salvador. Nobody knows who you are. And I'm not saying that like it's, you know, like you're a terrible senator or a terrible congressman. You haven't done anything for name recognition or to raise your profile. So no one knows who you are. Now, did the officers there, that are usually there in California, did they know Senator Padilla? Maybe. But remember, those that arrested him, they had on the jacket stating that they were FBI. They probably didn't know. Well, anyways, we'll continue this conversation around the 10:30 time slot. We're coming up next. We're going to talk to Sally Taylor about the petition with the solar farms. Very important here in Maryland.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store and nice.